Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of stress physiology found under the endocrine section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a brief overview. Remember that stress dramatically changes physiology. This includes hormonal changes such as increases in catecholamines and 17-hydroxycorticosteroids, metabolic changes which result in increased free fatty acids, lipids, and cholesterol, and organ system changes. This includes the gastrointestinal system, where there is increased water absorption, gastrocolic reflux, and mucosal circulation, and the muscular system, where there is increased muscle tonicity. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to stress physiology, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. In a functional MRI research study for anxiety, participants are shown distressing or control images during the brain MRI scan. In the anxiety group, there seems to be increased activation of the reticular formation, especially in the area of the posterior rostral pons. Which of the following is the primary neurotransmitter produced by this region? And the answer choices are choice 1, dopamine, choice 2, epinephrine, choice 3, GABA, choice 4, norepinephrine, or choice 5, serotonin. The best answer to this question is choice 4, norepinephrine. The activated region is referring to the locus coeruleus, which is a component of the reticular formation that is located in the posterior rostral pons. Norepinephrine is the neurotransmitter that is produced in the locus coeruleus. Norepinephrine is produced both in the locus coeruleus and the adrenal medulla through the catecholamine synthesis pathway. After synthesis, norepinephrine is transported into synaptic vesicles by vesicular monoamine transporters. When released, norepinephrine can bind to alpha-1, alpha-2, and beta-1 receptors, which are all G-protein-coupled receptors. Activation of alpha-1 and beta-1 receptors usually has excitatory effects. Conversely, activation of alpha-2 receptors, which are often located on the presynaptic neuron, has inhibitory effects and can inhibit further norepinephrine release. For instance, the enteric nervous system is inhibited by norepinephrine, leading to reductions in GI secretions and motility. In the central nervous system, increased norepinephrine levels are seen in anxiety, and decreased norepinephrine levels are seen in depression. For sleep regulation, decreased REM sleep is seen with increased levels of norepinephrine, which is released by the suprachiasmatic nucleus to stimulate the pineal gland. In the peripheral nervous system, norepinephrine is critical for sympathetic system activation. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Dopamine is primarily produced in the substantia nigra and the ventral tegmental area. It is produced from DOPA via DOPA decarboxylase and plays an important role in reward circuitry and movement initiation in the central nervous system. Parkinson's disease is due to neurodegeneration of dopaminergic neurons of the substantia nigra pars compacta. Choice 2. Epinephrine is primarily produced in the adrenal medulla. It is produced from norepinephrine via phenylethanolamine and methyltransferase. It binds broadly to alpha-1, alpha-2, beta-1, and beta-2 receptors. Thus, epinephrine has a wide range of clinical applications, from resolving anaphylaxis to treating cardiac arrest. Choice 3. GABA is primarily produced in the nucleus accumbens. It is synthesized from glutamate via glutamate decarboxylase. It is the primary inhibitory neurotransmitter in the brain. Decreased levels of GABA are seen in Huntington disease, which is notable for uncontrolled choreiform movements. Choice 5. Serotonin is produced in the raphe nucleus, which is also a component of the reticular formation. In comparison to norepinephrine, levels of serotonin are reduced in anxiety and depression. Excess levels of serotonin from medications, such as SSRIs, can lead to serotonin syndrome, which is marked by hyperthermia, hyperreflexia, diarrhea, and seizures. Finally, a bullet summary. Norepinephrine is produced in the locus coeruleus. That's all for this review about stress physiology. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.